you mentioned in the Vedic tradition, mm-hmm. that they describe reaching the Atman as pure consciousness, awake and blissful.
Sat-chit ananda.
Yeah, so how is that different from what Lopo Sumedho always described, pure consciousness, awake and blissful as the ultimate state?
He is basically using it in the sense where you find it in those two particular suttas, one I quoted the other day, the Kevada Sutta, where it says, Vijnanang anidasanang anantang sabato pabang. The word vijnana is only used to refer to a transcendent, so awakened awareness, in a couple of places in the Pali Canon. Those instances are that phrase that Lumpur Sumedho is particularly fond of. So it's his vernacular usage of the word consciousness. I couldn't say exactly how the chit of Satchitananda and Lumpur Sumedho's use of the word consciousness, how they compare or how they differ. You'll have to ask Lumpur Sumedho on that.
Okay.
I wouldn't speak for him. I mean, you can if you have the opportunity. But it's also just the limitation of language. Language is always an approximation. It can't represent reality absolutely.